3 on this Monday night. I told you, busy night, lots of different things. We're going to spend an hour with David John Oates now and Reverse Speech Newsmakers, the latest. He's had 2 weeks now for he and Naomi to get together some great stuff, and they have. And let me just say one thing. Once in a while, I get email. I don't know if it's troll crap. It probably is coming out of Haifa or Tel Aviv or New York, or some, who knows. But they say, that Reverse Speech is crap. You know, you're full of it for putting him on, and blah, blah, blah. Well, I would just ask anyone who has honest skepticism, not outright contrived derision, honest skepticism, ask yourself, how can it be that even if you don't like the sound of the Reverse Speech, this sounds a little sing-songy, a little odd, how can it be that every syllable is correct? How can it be that every syllable is correct? These aren't just noises like oh, ah, er. These are syllables. You can hear the letters in many of them. If they don't pass the syllable test, the reversals don't get used. David's been doing this for 34 years, almost 35 years. The syllables are always there. That you cannot possibly dismiss. You can't do it. And the odds of 30 years plus of speech reversals with every syllable correct, there are no odds. It is what it is. David, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Oh, it's good to be on your show. And yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, not only the syllables are there, but the consonants and vowel sounds are there. You can hear the words quite clearly. And you know, I don't know.
Some people, that's not enough. It's okay. That's okay. If some people are paid to disagree and to post ugly comments, as you well know, some people just don't. They're afraid of it. Or it just doesn't work for them. And that's fine, too. It doesn't matter. Because I think all of you listening understand that Reverse Speech wouldn't be on this program if it was anything less than what it is. It's just a fact of human consciousness.
Right.
And yes, it works in any language. It doesn't matter what your home language is. You'll reverse in that language. So there you go. All right. So how you been? And what's going on?
Oh, well, actually, I've come back from a little bit of vacation. I went down to Kangaroo Island, which is a little island off the coast here, just a small little island, but it was great fun. I had to travel all over the island, and it was...
Kangaroo Island, huh? Now, that's interesting. I assume that there are kangaroos on it.
That's why it's called Kangaroo Island.
I would hope so. How big is this island, and how far offshore is it?
It's an hour ferry ride, so what's that? 20 miles?
50? Yeah, 20 miles offshore. You can see it from the shore.
Oh, yeah, you can see it from the shore. It's 50 miles long and about 30 miles wide.
And, sounds like a nice place to retire to for safety.
No, beautiful place, yeah, you're absolutely right. Pristine landscape, just beautiful coastline and hardly anyone there. It was nice and empty, and we went camping, camped out camped out and had a whole bunch of fun.
What do they have? Is it a touristy place or just a nature kind of a place to go and camp out and walk around?
It's a nature kind of place to go. I mean, you know, they advertise tourist tours, but there was hardly anyone there when we were there. You know, it was just virtually no one.
What is this near Adelaide?
Yeah, it's just down the coast from Adelaide. It's a 50-mile drive to the coast, and then an hour ferry drive. Wow. You know, you drive your car onto the ferry, and then you just go over to the island. It's about an hour ferry ride, and then
sounds like a lot of fun. Good for you.
Yeah. Anyway, so there we go.
Send me some pictures.
Oh, actually, I've got some. Yes, I do. Actually, I've got some other stuff I've got to talk to you about, but we won't do that on the air. I'll tell you that later.
Right.
Okay. All right. So we have got a bit of a potpourri to again tonight.
We've That's potpourri.
Oh, potpourri, is it?
Tea is silent. Oh, I don't care. I don't.
Well, there you go. So you learn something every day. Potpourri. Donald Brazil, Hillary, Jane Fonda, Kathy Griffin, McCain, McMasters, Trey Gowdy, and Trump. There we go. We got a few.
You better get going. All right.
Yeah. You have Tim Kaine having a heated debate with Mattis on authorization of military force. So here we go.
Your first objection to the letter to the proposal is that, quote, the legislation would arbitrarily terminate the authorization 5 years after date of enactment. This is inconsistent with the conditions-based approach in the president's South Asia strategy.
And the reversal says the plan of dead.
No kind of dead.
Yep.
No kind of dead.
There it is. All right. You know, well, he sees military force as a plan of dead.
Yeah, I never liked that creep.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. Here's an interesting one. Here's Corey Feldman going after Hollywood pedos. There's pedophiles. There's more and more of them coming out of the woodwork all the time. So here we go.
Ever since I even discussed the fact that I have this plan, my life has turned into utter chaos. You can probably tell by the sound of my voice.
And here it says, they haven't had the sex.
I haven't got the sex.
That's a very strange statement to make when there's all this.
That's bizarre. That's totally bizarre. But play that again. That is really bizarre. And so listen to the syllables. They're all there.
Yeah. What, would you join the fours or just reverse?
Just the reverse.
Okay, so here it is. I haven't had the sex.
I haven't got the sex.
Quite clear.
I haven't got the sex.
Oh, David. There. Wait.
Yeah?
He's talking about himself. I haven't had the sex.
Oh, hang on. Let's play that again.
I haven't got the sex.
It's I.
I haven't got the sex.
I'll be bothered.
I haven't got the sex.
You're absolutely right. It's I. Well, you see? Now, that's a lesson in accurate documentation. Boy, I would rap one of my students over the knuckles for making a mistake like that. Oh, dear me. So they and I, it changes the whole meaning of the reversal, doesn't it?
Well, you've got me here for you, so don't worry. I'm here.
Thank you. Anyway, so there we go. Yeah, so he's clearing himself. Okay, so let's play that again. Quite a clear reversal.
Yeah.
I haven't got the sex.
Yep.
I haven't got the sex.
Now you tell me that's just mumbo jumbo. I mean, you know, that's obviously quite
absolutely 100% clear and grammatically correct in every sense.
Yep. All right, here's Donald Brazil. The title says Donald Brazil says Hillary rigged DNC. Okay. All right, here we go.
But I want to channel another woman who I admire so much, and that's Michelle Obama, who said, when they go low, you go high.
Interesting. He says, and a woman molest.
Number one molest.
Oh, my God.
Number one molest.
Well, I don't know whether she's talking about Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton, but... doesn't have high regard for whoever she's talking about.
No. What? Play that one more time in a reverse.
Okay. Here we go.
Number one molest.
The woman molest.
What is it? And the woman molest?
Yeah, that's what I got. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder who she's talking about. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the title says she's talking about Hillary, but forward she's talking about Michelle Obama. Unless the whole context is in a conversation about Hillary. Now, here's another interesting reversal, considering all the email scandals that have been floating around. And here we go.
But I want to channel another woman who I admire so much, and that's Michelle Obama.
That's the same.
Same forward, same.
Forward. And reversal is Harvey, you'll log in.
Harvey, you're logging.
Harvey Weinstein?
Oh, interesting.
Harvey, you'll log in. Harvey Weinstein, or Weinstein, the sex maniac, the pervert, the rapist, you'll log in. Harvey, you'll log in. So she's maybe talking...
He certainly did log in, didn't he? Wow. Interesting. Well, she's revealing some secret information here.
Something's up.
Yeah. And here's something else up. Listen to this.
Cybersecurity experts on board. She reached out to a former number three at the FBI who is currently working with a group, an organization called CrowdStrike.
I paid those the minimal post.
I paid there's the minimal post.
Now,
not as clear as I would like it to be, but one gets a sense of a payoff with some posting.
Well, I think if you play forward again, I think I know what she's talking about. Just play the forward again.
Yep, okay.
Cybersecurity experts on board. She reached out to a former number three at the FBI who is currently working with a group, an organization called CrowdStrike.
All
right, an organization called CrowdStrike. And maybe she's talking about that organization, and she said, I paid. Maybe she's closer to the CrowdStrike group than she wants to let on in her conscious forward speech.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what the whole reversal seemed to talk about. She knows a hell of a lot. Harvey, you'll log in. I paid those a minimal post.
Okay. In other words, so she paid that crowds. She had something to do with paying that CrowdStrike, maybe. I don't know. That's a group. They get paid. So, yeah, I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Next one along.
Yes, I cared about a campaign, but the last thing I want to know how she was doing. I want to know if she was okay.
It was a wish.
It was a wish.
Well, that's very congruent. So.
It was a wish.
Yeah, that's true. Very congruent, quite clear. All the syllables are there, consonant vowel sounds, clear and precise. And right in amongst here, let's play the whole lot backwards. Listen to it amongst the gibberish.
It was right
at the very beginning there, wasn't it? Right at the very beginning. All right. Does she have a book out?
She wrote a book about Hillary. It was a quasi-tell-all book where she disclosed a lot of the DNC dirt, and there's a lot of it to disclose. Hillary was not happy with the book.
This explains this reversal. Here we go.
Well, capable of stomaching my book. Go write their own book. But I want to respond to that last clip that you...
She's talking about a book forward. All right, so it's a congruent reversal. I wish that book sell.
I wish that book sell.
Six for itself.
Well, good luck.
There we go. Nice little congruent reversal. So... All right, here's a bit of a cryptic one. Here we go.
And perhaps what I did on Sunday when I told some of my detractors to go to hell.
My sore shadow in a sordid.
My sore shadow in a sordid.
My sore shadow in a sordid.
The shadow's a little bit dicey, but I think it's there. She's just involved in sordid affairs. The shadow in reverse speech is a metaphor for the dark, unseen side of us. She's got her hands dirty. And another one of It's a Wish. Here we go.
Yes, I cared about her campaign, but the last thing I want to know how she was doing. I want to know if she was okay.
Oh, that's the same clip. Doesn't matter. Forget it. Okay, so next one along.
And so by the time I saw the video, when the video went viral, you can imagine what was happening within the Democratic Party.
And they waited and waited. That's funny.
That is funny. That's very funny.
That's funny. I'm sure they did wait and wait too. That would have been a rather nerve-wracking experience.
Yeah, well, she hopes her book sells. People don't read much anymore. I wouldn't be surprised if it did poorly. Why do people want to read a book when they can look at somebody do sound bites on Fox News or, I don't know.
You're probably right. All right, here's Hillary Clinton reflecting on what happened.
So some of it is just that. Some of it, I will say, is media guilt.
Oh, they're the Mossad.
They're the Mossad.
What's she
on
about?
In other words, the media, the MSM media, it's all owned by Jews. So it's all Mossad controlled.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Six corporations. Look at all the, just do a search for Jewish owners of American media. It's like 90%. And Israeli firsters are certainly most of them, and the Mossad will be right in there. So we are controlled by the Mossad, and she knows it.
Wow. Okay. All right. And here she's Hillary again.
Share this with the readers. Look. I practice not getting flustered, not getting thrown off.
Back when she says, need a gun.
Need a gun.
Need a gun. Need a gun.
That's pretty funny.
That is funny.
What is
practice flustered, need a gun.
Weird. She's a strange duck, that woman. Weird.
God, I hope she doesn't run again.
I'm afraid, I'm telling you, my feeling is right now, unless somebody pulls the plug on her, she is going to run. No question.
Wow.
None. Who else do they have? Think about it. Mark Zuckerberg, he made that tour about 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago, where he got all dressed up, collar, jacket, and he was taken on a multi-state tour where he went through blue-collar businesses and shook hands to show everyone what a great guy he was and acted interested about some very mundane manufacturing processes and the usual. It was a campaign precursor. It was a dry run to see how he would do. And we got to remember, he hired Hillary Clinton's top campaign media advisor.
Oh, really?
And he didn't do that for a joke.
Oh, right. Oh, interesting. Oh, okay.
So a lot of people think Zuckerberg is going to try and run. I hesitate
is he
to
old
think.
Enough? Is
yeah,
he old
yeah,
enough?
He'll be. Yeah, he'll be old enough.
That'll be 35. How old is he?
I don't know. Let's see. Mark.
I guess Zuckerberg. He must be old enough.
Oh, he will be.
He must be. Yeah.
We'll find out. But he did hire, the guy's name was, doggone it, Benelin or something like that. I'll look it up here. But that was Hillary's top campaign advisor. Benetton.
Okay. All right, we'll see. All right, here's Hillary again. Here we go. Here's the Fords.
But maybe I should have turned around and said, you're not going to intimidate me like you try to intimidate women. Back off, you creep. You know, maybe I should have said that. It's
spoken like a true lesbian.
It's a real
lesson. Funny. That's funny. And their money if we blank.
Their money if we talk.
Their money if we talk.
If we talk?
Oh, you hear talk, do you? Oh,
yeah.
I heard the F word.
No,
oh,
no, okay, that's not F, that's A-L-K.
Okay, let's do it again.
If we talk.
That's as obvious as anything now you say talk. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
If we talk.
Yeah, talk.
See, every one of these I catch for all these programs, I get, David sends me a check for $10, so I'm...
Yeah, I know. And how many of them bounce?
I'm not telling.
Good night.
Mark Zuckerberg hired Hillary Clinton's chief election strategist.
I'll be bothered.
And that story came out August, 1st of August.
Huh.
So he's very seriously thinking about running. If he's got the Jewish establishment behind him, he's got the perfect, he's got a, I think she's Vietnamese or Chinese wife. They've got, their little, I want at least one kid, mixed race child. That's the New World Order for you. Joel Benenson is, he's a pollster, but Hillary's chief strategist. Now, he didn't hire that guy just to make sure that he got his mortgage payments covered. Joel Benenson is no joke. Guys, this is big-time stuff. Mark's wife is Priscilla Chan, Chinese, I guess. And I don't know how old he is, but he's old enough.
He must be old enough or he wouldn't be
running.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, here's Hillary again.
It's really hard to get right in the sweet spot of being strong and effective without creating additional blowback. She was so angry. She was shrill. You know, those are the words meant to keep women in their place.
And she says, wanna blank, as in S.
Wanna shit.
Wanna shit.
Well, I can hear the S-H-I-T very clearly.
Yeah, quite clear. Yeah.
Marky is 33 years old. May the 14th. So next May, he'll be 34, and that's 2018. In 2019, he'll be 35.
So he'll be eligible. Yeah,
yep.
Right.
Watch the bouncing ball. All right.
Are we going on a break, or are we going straight through?
You got how many reversals? Millions?
Yeah, I got a few more to go.
All right, let's keep going. We'll just go ahead. I want to hear these. This is good.
Right. Here's a good one on Hillary. It sent me Googling this reversal. So here's the forwards.
Fast forward, that ended, and we kind of thought, okay, fine, end of history, democracy won. You know that story.
Yeah, she says 70 now.
Taiwan, you know.
So I Googled it. She just turned 70.
She's 70.
Yeah. October the 10th.
She's lamenting her age.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But somehow, David, she has recovered from whatever severe illness she had, and she is mentally very alert. That's a very sharp woman you're hearing talking, even though she's a crook. She's not stupid, and I don't hear anything that would disqualify her from running. And in terms of the old Hillary, she's got it. And they got, remember how many bodies they know of and where they're buried. These people have markers that won't quit. They can call them in forever. So don't count her out.
Okay. All right. Here's Jane Fonda talking about Harry Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein.
Apparently it was so common that everybody must have known.
And since she says, then the mark.
Then the mark.
Then the mark. Then the mark.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, well, he got marked, didn't he? Doesn't really mean much. Straight for itself. Here's Kathy Griffin bashing Trump.
Because Americans are like skittish about calling him a Nazi, but he's a Nazi.
And now for the S word.
Mouth rubbish.
So she's bringing out the SH.
Yeah, well, that's very congruent for her. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing the skeptics have got to look at. How come these reversals match up to the personalities of the speakers? And how come they're all different from person to person, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, here's one of the strange ones that may not be congruent. Wow. This is on McCain wanting Trump to stop tweeting. So here's the forwards.
If the president called you up and said, John, what should I be doing I'm not doing right now? What would you say to him?
Stop tweeting. I think I'd say stop tweeting. I think I would also say, look, there's no reason to attack Republicans.
But he says, you're wonderful.
Do you wonder, bro?
Look at that.
I'm
very puzzled to hear that on McCain, because I didn't think there's any blood loves with...
Wait a minute. Let me hear it one more time, please.
Okay. Yep, sure. Here we go.
Do you wonder, bro?
No, he's saying, dear wonderful.
Dear wonderful?
There's a D in the front, right on the front.
Yes. Okay.
Do you wonder, bro?
You know, you're absolutely right.
Do you wonder, bro?
You're absolutely right. Huh.
Do you wonder, bro?
Oh, he could be talking about himself.
Hi, Mr. Wonderful. Dear wonderful.
Let's play the forwards again.
If the president called you up and said, John, what should I be doing I'm not doing right now? What would you say to him?
Stop tweeting. I think I'd say stop tweeting. I think I would also say, look, there's no reason to attack Republicans.
And dear wonderful.
Do you wonder, bro?
Huh.
Do you wonder, bro?
Yeah, I'll be bothered.
Yeah, I don't know.
Insane
McCain. He's a crazy, crazy man.
Here he is again.
He's as unpatriotic as an attachment to any other tired dogma of the past that Americans consigned to the ash heap of history.
And the come God bastard.
Come God bastard.
Wow.
Come God bastard.
Wow.
I can't make any of that out on this end. That's a hard one. What does he say?
Oh, well, I'll throw it out. I'm not attached to it.
That's a tough one.
Come God bastard.
Come God bastard.
No, okay.
I don't think that's a good one.
No, all right. Doesn't matter. We'll throw that one out. That's okay. Jeff didn't check these, particular latest editions. Naomi sent these in to me. I just checked them out myself this morning. So there you go. All right, here's McCain defending the New World Order. It's the headlining of the reversal.
The strains on the European Union and Europeans are greater than they have been since any time since the end of the Cold War.
He's out of his mind. He's nuts.
Yeah. They may breathe not.
I knew they breathe not.
Huh.
I don't know what to think of that one.
I don't know what that means. Let's listen to the thoughts again.
The strains on the European Union and Europeans are greater than they have been since any time since the end of the Cold War.
Wow, the reversals are congruent. He's believing in what he's saying, then breathing not. There's no life there.
They're on the way out. Sure, they're fading. They're dying.
Yeah, that's what the reversal means. Yeah, no, that's fairly logical. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Sure.
All right. McCain again. He's mocking Trump on The View.
So you know, because he warned you the next day. Yeah. You did hear that. He said, oh, you need to be careful.
Yeah, because he might not be nice.
He might not be nice.
Pretty, he said, it won't be pretty. He said he would fight back.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be pretty. Are you scared?
And this one says, suck your babe.
Suck your babe.
Suck your babe. Suck your babe.
Unless it's bait, B-A-I-T.
Suck your babe.
Suck your babe.
Probably a T, yeah.
Yeah, it's bait.
Suck your babe.
Yes, but T.
Suck your babe.
But what the hell does it mean?
He's being baited. He's either
take the bait. Take the bait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take the bait. Yep. There it is. Yep. Okay. All right. Where are we? Okay. Here's Trump on the not Trump, McCain on the View.
I don't consider him so much a draft dodger as I feel that the system was so wrong that certain Americans could evade their responsibilities to serve the country.
And this says, what's this, a belief?
What's this, a belief?
Huh, that's...
What's this, a belief?
That one's clear.
Yeah.
What's this, a belief?
So he's commenting from his subconscious about what he's speaking forwards. What's this, John? A belief from you? See, right. John McCain is not a hero. Yes, he was a prisoner of war, but if you knew that his father was the admiral of the fleet upon which aircraft carrier he was flying, young Johnny, and he screwed up on deck and fired up his jet a little too hot and blew up some bombs and killed 74 sailors. He was a screw-up. He crashed 3 planes, at least. He did 5 years in a prisoner of war camp in North Vietnam, but he ratted out America and gave them what they wanted and lived a very good life. He didn't live in any bamboo cage. He lived in a hotel. So that's John McCain. Now, forwards, you see, he's speaking in a patriotic sense. He's talking right. about patriotism to country and all that. The antithesis of who he really was. He was just a scoundrel. And so in reverse, play it again.
What? Okay. Well, hey, let's play the forwards too. So here's the forwards.
I don't consider him so much a draft dodger as I feel that the system was so wrong that certain Americans could evade their responsibilities to serve the country.
What's this? A belief.
What's this? A belief.
Yeah.
What's this? A belief.
His subconscious is stunned.
Yes, you're right.
What's this? A belief.
There it is. Nice, clear, concise reversal. Yeah. There they are. Yeah, like I say, I don't know how the skeptics can reject this. I just don't know.
Well, don't lose any sleep over it. Come on.
Oh, I don't anymore. I used to.
I remember. I know. It used to bother you a lot, but no, those days are over.
Yeah, I don't care. People can do what they like. All right, here's McCain again.
And we're drafted. And those who are wealthy enough to have a doctor to say, hey, you got a bone spur or you got migraines or whatever it is, then they were excused. Right.
Oh, I had fun.
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 Oh, what's he talking about? Having fun?
I don't know.
In the service? Huh. Let's listen to the Forbes again.
And we're drafted. And those who are wealthy enough to have a doctor to say, hey, you got a bone spur or you got migraines or whatever it is, then they were excused.
And I had fun.
Bad fun.
Bad fun.
Not too sure what you mean.
Bad fun.
Well, yeah, basically, he did his thing. He had to stay in North Vietnam for several years. He came back and basically was given a formal career in politics. He had fun. He's had a good life. He's dying of brain cancer, and he's looking back. And I think he's just making a general statement. Yeah, I had fun. I went in, I served my time, I did my thing, and I had fun.
Okay.
Works for me anyway.
Yep. All right. Here we have another one.
Our failure to remain engaged in Europe and enforce the hard-won peace of 1918 had made that clear.
I can't understand him, David. I'm sorry. That's John McCain again?
Yeah, it is.
But he's tired. He's real weak. That's a weak voice. He's weak. Play it again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I'll turn up the volume a bit on it. See if that's a bit better.
Our failure to remain engaged in Europe and enforce the hard-won peace of 1918 had made that clear. There could be no more isolationism, no more tired resignation, no more America first.
What a strange thing to say. And he says backwards, Surf Obama?
Surf Obama.
Wow.
He's saying, first of all, he may be reading a quote.
Yes.
And what he says in reverse is, Serve Obama. I hear a V.
You hear the V. Okay, you actually, Jeff and I actually discussed this one, whether it said serve or surf. Let's do it again.
Serve.
I can go both ways.
Whatever,
it doesn't matter. Strange thing for him to be saying for a Republican to be saying.
Well, he's more of a rhino. You know what a rhino is? It's an R-I-N-O. It's a Republican in name only. So McCain's a rhino, and they're not party loyalists. None of these people are. They're phonies. They're career criminal politicians, all of them.
Okay. All right. Here he talks about denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Korea's aggression is the North Korean regime itself.
And force it. Oh, that's not.
That's not McCain.
That's McMasters. McMasters. Ah, okay. Sorry. Force it. Pretty straightforward.
Oh yeah. Let's hear the forward one more time, please. That's important.
Yep. So here's the forwards.
Korea's aggression is the North Korean regime itself.
You're talking about the aggression being North Korean regime. Force it.
Force it.
Yeah, well.
Force it.
Yeah, they're gonna.
Well, they've made their decision, and there's going to be a military action of some kind, and it's going to probably be big, fast, and ugly.
Yeah, I would say so. It will be quick. I don't think they want a war. They want to kill.
No.
And I say they don't want a war because of this reversal here.
Right now, we've said the goal is denuclearization of the peninsula, period. And what you've seen is just the very beginning, maybe the end of the beginning, of the president's strategy in the form of new sanctions in place now, much more work to do to isolate the regime diplomatically and economically.
And this is who needs a war?
Borderline
reversal. It's not all that clear. Do it again. It's there, but just.
It's there. But the question is, so is he alluding to all of the sanctions and other knowledge of other programs that can harm North Korea economically? I don't know. I don't know what he means with that, because usually these people, when they talk about North Korea, it's very warlike. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Remember, North Korea only has a GDP of $15 billion. South Korea is over $1 trillion. Just to give you an idea of the disparity in the two countries. It's gigantic.
Wow. That's staggering. All right, I got someone, Trey Gowdy, but I'm going to skip him and go straight on to Trump in case we run out of time. So here's Trump talking about the New York truck attack.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, that's a press conference on the New York truck attack, and he says, America, we don't forgive.
America, we can't.
Did you hear that there?
Yep. It's there.
Yeah, so that's been pretty much Trump's stance with this type of things, isn't it?
It should be. We shouldn't forgive that kind of crap from these America haters. No, whether he's mind controlled or not, and I personally think this is another mind control operation. New York and Texas were both done to try to push Las Vegas out of the news completely, which it pretty well did. There's something very big about Las Vegas. Huge. And if Naomi could do Sheriff Lombardo or the FBI guy, what's his name, Rouse? Yeah, Rouse. They've had they will not hold any more news conferences on Las Vegas. They have said no more, because they can't keep their damn stories straight. And if she can get the last news conference they had, where both Lombardo and Rouse spoke, I think she can, if you had the time, you could do it. You could find some very telling reversals there. That would be well worth it. This is a big, big story. See, the top five floors of the Mandalay Bay Hotel are owned by the Saudi royal family, which was just the victim of an attempted coup d'etat. And they have been arresting dozens and dozens of people over there, including crown princes and one crown princess. So it's big. That's a big story. It had to do with Saudi Arabia, ISIS, and probably the Mossad. Paddock was just an arms dealer. He was an arms salesman, a hustler, and probably never fired a shot. He didn't have any idea. Total setup. Lee Harvey Paddock.
Wow.
Another patsy.
Well, this reversal might actually hint at that. It's Trump again. This is still on the New York truck attack.
But it'll be tax cuts and reform. We've now had two straight quarters of 3% or more economic growth, GDP.
Well, that's not the New York truck attack, but that's what the heading of the reversal says, Trump on New York truck attack. Reversal says, fear Zeus behind you.
It's feel Zeus.
Well, Zeus is an interesting metaphor, reverse speech. It's great power. Zeus, of course, was the king of the gods.
So he's saying the economy's grown for two quarters, 3%, and he says what he's saying is, there's a lot of power behind this recovery, and it's going to get bigger.
Yes. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he's saying. Feel Zeus behind you. He's speaking with great power and great authority.
Right.
Zeus behind you.
Yeah, there
and
it is.
And confidence.
Zeus behind you.
Yep, there it is.
Zeus behind you.
Yeah, very. Once again, another clear reversal. Feels once you get the right words. Okay, here we have another one.
And to protect our nation as a whole, we have to get much tougher, we have to get much smarter, and we have to get much less politically correct.
And here he says, heard I'm scum.
Heard I'm scum.
Wow.
Heard I'm scum.
Gee whiz.
Yeah, so he's very sensitive to the criticism, and there's a lot of it, and it bothers him. He doesn't like to be disliked. He likes to be accepted. He likes to be appreciated, and that's a weakness with him. That's why it's easy to control him. Anyway.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. All right, this is also headlined the truck attack, so let's just see what he's saying forwards.
And Court of Appeals judges will have, at this moment, will be up to fairly soon the approval of 145.
No, that's not the New York truck attacks. And
it is. That was all about the truck attack. I heard it. No, I'm kidding.
I had to say it was.
it had nothing to do with the truck attack. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I hope that they sleep as a reversal.
I hope that they sleep.
I'll be bothered.
Well, what's he talking about forward again?
I don't know. Let's play it again.
And Court of Appeals judges will have, at this moment will be up to fairly soon the approval of 145.
I don't know.
It's almost, I can't figure anything out from that. But he does say he hopes they sleep. Well.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I can't figure it out from the headline. Now, see, if this is on the truck attack, this is also entitled truck.
No, it's all on the truck attack, David. All of it.
See, the trouble is, Jeff, I haven't listened to these forwards. All I've done is listen to the reversals. So rushing through them just makes sure I was happy with them. So.
And we will host meetings with world leaders across the Indo-Pacific region.
And it's over.
It's over.
Huh.
It's over.
What's over?
It's over.
I don't know. I guess the meetings with these leaders will amount to nothing. The decision's already been made. It's over. In other words, they're just going through the motions.
Yeah, all right.
That would work.
All right, here's another one.
Thank you very much.
Yep, you got it.
I think Janet Yellen is excellent.
Here he says, I will push America.
America.
He seemed to use America a lot.
No, you know what he says, David?
What's that?
Play it again, see if you hear it.
Okay.
America.
I can hear get on the end.
America.
What are you hearing?
He says, I will punch America.
I'll punch America. Oh, my God, that's as clear as day. It is punch. It is punch.
Now, that's not encouraging either.
No,
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. What's he going to punch America for? We've been punched around enough.
You certainly have. Now, this next reversal officially qualifies as the most bizarre reversal of the month.
Is this a New York truck attack again?
Yes, allegedly.
All right.
Okay, so here we go.
Federal judges, district, and Court of Appeals, about 17 is at this moment. So we will have...
That's not New York truck attacks. We're back with it says, Mum said that he's the best driver.
Mum said
he's the best driver. Sorry, I misquoted it. Mum said that, said he's the best driver. No idea what it means.
Well, now you know what he said?
What?
It's not mom. It's M-O-B, mob. Mob said he's the best driver.
Oh, that's interesting.
He's actually the mob.
Yeah, the mob. There's no M at the end of ma.
The mob.
It's mob.
The best driver.
Wow.
Well,
I'll be bothered.
The mob said that he's the best driver. Is that what it said?
That would be the truckie, the guy.
The mob said that he's the best driver, but he wasn't talking about the truck attack and forwards.
He was talking about the judges. So I'm a little bit confused.
Well, the mob, who knows? I don't know. But that's what he said in reverse. The mob said he's the best driver.
Naomi has just messaged me and said the speech was on the truck attack, but he veered all over the place. Yes, he certainly did.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well,
here's the next one.
So the mob said that the mind-controlled Muslim was the best driver.
Yes, that's what he
would
say.
What kind of connection do you think there is? That's weird. That's a weird one.
Trump obviously knows something that we don't.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Bring the money back, and they couldn't get it done because there was a lack of leadership. They couldn't get it done. They all agreed it should be done. They couldn't get it done.
And there he says, "Not that I'd nuke it."
Not that I'd nuke it.
Yeah, he says, "Not that I'd nuke it." Not that I'd nuke it.
Yeah,
there's a D in there. Yeah,
there is on the reversal. Sorry. Yeah. All right. Interesting reversals. Here's Trump again.
They should be looking at the Democrats. They should be looking at Podesta and all of that dishonesty. They should be looking at a lot of things. And a lot of people are disappointed in the Justice Department, including me.
And they believe their shit.
Critics believe their shit.
Critics believe their shit. Critics believe their shit.
He didn't like, I'm surprised that he hasn't fired Sessions. He doesn't like Sessions at all. He doesn't like the Justice Department at all. You can tell. It's clear. He doesn't like it. And he really should have fired Mueller, should have fired Sessions. You know what Sessions' obsession is? Pardon the quasi-pun. Sessions' obsession is to try to force the states to reverse their legalized marijuana laws. In this whole world, that's what Sessions' number one agenda item is. Not Hillary Clinton, not James Comey, not any of the crooks and criminals. He's worried about pot. So maybe Trump has even disgusted at that. He's got to get rid of some of these people. He made some very bad choice or choices or was forced into it, and it has really hurt him. I just hope that the military hasn't decided to go full-out nuclear war, but I don't know how else they could even begin to attack North Korea except with nuclear weapons. Not massive hydrogen thermonuclear explosions, tactical nuclear bunker busters to try to take out all but they'll never get them all. And even if they did get the nuclear facilities, they have a million-man army to go against. They're not going to do it. We can't do it. We got 25,000 troops there or something. It's absurd. The whole thing is absurd. He's got to back off. He's got to let it go. And so what if they have nukes? So what? There are nukes all over the world now, not just there. The Israelis have 400 to 600 thermonuclear weapons and a program called the Samson option, which is quite clear. If Israel as a state is about to go down, they will take everybody down with them. That is their option. Formal and spoken.
Okay.
So there. You know, David Trump's reversals are weird again. The guy's weird. It's like he's trapped in a game that he has no control over, no interest in playing, but he can't do anything about it. And it's rattling him. He's hurt by the criticism. He's proud of the GDP growth. It should be 2/4, 3%. That's much better than Obama. But he's not getting any credit for anything. And he's hemmed in by all these generals and others who certainly don't have his best interests at heart. And Mike Pence has been all too quiet, as I've been saying. He's just biding his time.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyhow.
All right, sir.
Thank you, David. Glad you had a good time on Kangaroo Island. That's fun.
I certainly did. Okay. It was great. Yeah,
talk
I'll
soon.
Give you a call in about an hour if you're around.
I'll be here. All right. Okay. David John Oates and Reverse Speech, and we will be back tomorrow night, Tuesday. I hope to have the pleasure of your company then. Good night.